إن الله عالم غيب السماوات والأرض إنه عليم بذات الصدور.
Surely, Allah knows the unseen in the heavens and the earth. He even knows the secrets hidden in people's breasts.
هو الذي جعلكم خلائف في الأرض فمن كفر فعليه كفره ولا يزيد الكافرين كفرهم عند ربهم إلا مقتا ولا يزيد الكافرين كفرهم إلا خسارا.
It is He who made you vicegerents in the earth. So whoever disbelieves will bear the burden of his unbelief. The unbeliever's unbelief adds nothing but Allah's wrath against them. The unbeliever's unbelief adds nothing but their own loss. It is He who made you vicegerents in the earth. This has two possible meanings. A. That God settled them in the land after the passing away of the earlier generations and nations. B. They enjoyed authority not as owners and masters, but as vicegerents of the true Lord on earth. So whoever disbelieves will bear the burden of his unbelief. If the earlier statement is understood to mean that the Muslims were made successors of earlier nations, then this statement means the following. Those who do not draw any lessons from the tragic end of past nations and persist in the same unbelief that brought those nations to their catastrophic ends, they will eventually witness the same tragic end that overtook these iniquitous nations of the past. This statement can also mean that those who disregard their position as God's vicegerents, who arrogate sovereign authority to themselves, and who worship others besides the one true Lord, will face terrible consequences for their defiance.
قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ شُرَكَاءَكُمُ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَرُونِي مَاذَا خَلَقُوا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ أَمْ لَهُمْ شِرْكٌ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَمْ آتَيْنَاهُمْ كِتَابًا فَهُمْ عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِّنْهِ بَلْ إِنْ يَعِدُ الظَّالِمُونَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا إِلَّا غُرُورًا.
Say to them, O Prophet, have you ever seen those of your associates upon whom you call apart from Allah? Show me, what have they created in the earth? Or do they have any partnership with Allah in the heavens? Or have we given them a book so that they have a clear proof for associating others with Allah in His divinity? Nay, what these wrongdoers promise each other is nothing but delusion. Say to them, O Prophet, have you ever seen those of your associates? The expression used here is your associates. The significance of this seems to be that in point of fact, these deities are not God's associates. Rather, it is the polytheists who falsely set them up as God's associates. Or have we given them a book so that they have a clear proof for associating others with Allah in His divinity? The polytheists and unbelievers are pointedly asked whether they have any written sanction from God indicating that He had, for instance, granted certain people the power to cure the sick, or to provide jobs to the unemployed, or to meet the needs of those in distress. No, God has not conferred any such authority upon them. They can neither make nor mar anyone's fate. God has not directed mankind to invoke them or to make offerings to them. They are, therefore, asked to produce evidence in support of their beliefs, if they have any. Now, since they cannot produce such, they had better reconsider their polytheistic beliefs and practices. They are asked to come forward with specific proofs indicating that their idols are indeed God's associates. They, however, have nothing to put forward, for there is nothing in any scripture that lends support to such a notion. Nor do these idols possess any authority from God on the basis of which they have been ascribed special powers. If they have nothing to support their position, they might as well ask themselves, did they own Godhead that made it possible for them to go about lavishing God's powers on whomsoever they wished? Nay, what these wrongdoers promise each other is nothing but delusion. These misguided religious leaders, so-called saints and clergymen, preachers, soothsayers, and their accomplices exploit the common people. They invent false stories in order to convince them that their devotion to such an idol will carry them to success in this world and to salvation in the hereafter.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ أَن تَزُولَا وَلَئِن زَالَتَا إِنْ أَمْسَكَهُمَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا غَفُورًا.
Surely, Allah holds the heavens and the earth, lest they should be displaced there. For if they were displaced, none would be able to hold them after Him. Surely, He is most forbearing, most forgiving. For if they were displaced, none would be able to hold them after Him. It is God who keeps the universe intact. No angel or jinn, no messenger or saint oversees the workings of the universe. Far from sustaining the universe, those mentioned above cannot maintain even themselves, for everyone is totally dependent upon God for everything, even as regards his birth and survival. It is thus sheer folly and deception to consider anyone to be God's partner either in his attributes or authority. Surely, he is most forbearing, most forgiving. This underscores God's great forbearance, whereby He does not instantly punish the guilty, even if they adopt a blasphemous posture towards Him.
وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ لَإِنْ جَاءَهُمْ نَذِيرٌ لَيَكُونُنَّ أَهْدَى مِنْ إِحْدَى الْأُمَمِ فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ نَذِيرٌ مَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا نُفُورًا.
Swearing by Allah, their strongest oaths, they claimed that if a warner came to them, they would be better guided than any other people. But when a warner did come to them, his coming only increased their aversion to the truth. Swearing by Allah, their strongest oaths, they claimed that if a warner came to them, they would be better guided than any other people. This was the Arabs' usual comment, especially the Quraysh's, relating to the moral degeneration of the Jews and Christians in pre-Islamic days. Such statements by them are also recorded in Surah Al-An'am 6:156-157 and Surah Al-Safat 37:166-169.
استكبارا في الأرض ومكر السيء ولا يحيق المكر السيء إلا بأهله فهل ينظرون إلا سنة الأولين فلن تجد لسنة الله تبديلا ولن تجد لسنة الله تحويلا.
They began to wax even more proud on earth and contrived evil designs, although the contriving of evil designs only overtakes their authors. Are they waiting then for anything except what happened to the nations before them? You shall not find any change in the way of Allah, and you shall not find anything that can ever alter the way of Allah. They began to wax even more proud on earth and contrived evil designs, although the contriving of evil designs only overtakes their authors. Are they waiting then for anything except what happened to the nations before them? This law is applicable to them insofar as every nation that rejects its prophet is destroyed.
أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَكَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعْجِزَهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَلِيمًا قَدِيرًا.
Have they not journeyed in the earth to behold the end of those who went before them, though they were stronger than them in might? Nothing in the heavens nor on the earth can frustrate him in the least. He is all-knowing, all-powerful.
وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا مَا تَرَكَ عَلَى ظَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ وَلَكِنْ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَى أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ بَصِيرًا.
If Allah were to take people to task for their deeds, He would not leave any living creature on earth, but He grants them respite to an appointed time. When their appointed time comes to an end, surely Allah fully observes His servants.